Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week, and in the second aliyah of Parshat Vayigash, we have 11 psukim. In this aliyah, Yehuda continues his plea to this Egyptian ruler, and Yehuda asks that Yehuda, remain as a slave instead of Binyamin. And at this point, Yosef could no longer hold himself back, and he reveals his identity to his brothers. I am Yosef. And Yosef reassures them that this is all part and was all part of a divine plan. That was just mentioned. Yosef reveals himself to his brothers in a very dramatic way. Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Yosef, El Echav, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avi Chai. And how did the brothers respond? They were dumbstruck. Velo Yachlu Echav La'anototo, Kiniv Halumi Panav. They were so startled, they couldn't even respond. And so, in the next Pasuk, Yosef identifies himself even further, and he says, "Gishuna elai vayigashu, come closer," and they did come closer. And what did he show them? Says Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, based on the Medrash, Yosef showed them that he had a brit milah, that he had a bris. And then again, a few psukim later, in Pasuk Yud Bet, Yosef offers another proof of his identity, and he says, "Kifi hamedaber alechem." You can see that I am, based on Rashi. Rashi says, based on the Medrash and others, say that you can see that I am speaking lashon hakodesh. So, based on the Medrash, Rashi and other mefarshim tell us that Yosef used two things to further prove his identity: one, that he had a brit milah; two, that he spoke lashon hakodesh. However, we have to ask a couple of basic questions. First of all, Yosef's brit milah did not, could not, should not prove his identity. Back in Parashat Miketz, in Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Nun Hei, Rashi there says, based on the psukim, that Yosef told all of the Egyptians to get a brit milah. So the fact that Yosef showed them that he had a bris doesn't prove his identity to the brothers. And another question, the fact that Yosef spoke Lashon HaKodesh also shouldn't prove his identity. The Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, says that in Egypt, many people spoke Hebrew. Israel was so close to Egypt. Not only that, especially a man in Yosef's position, of course he should be able to speak the language of the country that lives right next door. So the fact that Yosef showed them that he spoke Lashon HaKodesh doesn't prove his identity either. So we can ask a few more questions, but we'll stop here and just ask a general question. What is going on here? Why did he show them that he had a bris? Why did he point out that he spoke Lashon HaKodesh? Neither of these should prove his identity. Perhaps one can suggest an answer to these questions. This answer is based on something the Kli Yakar said. The Kli Yakar was written by Rav Shlomo Ephraim Lunchitz, who died in 1619. He didn't say this exactly, but my suggested answer to these questions is certainly based on the Kli Yakar. Perhaps one can suggest that Yosef, after the brothers' initial shock upon revealing himself, perhaps Yosef was not further proving his identity at all. When Yosef does reveal himself, the Torah does not say "Vilo amad ish ito b'hit galei Yosef el Achav." The Torah doesn't say that no one was there when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, but it says "Vilo amad ish ito b'hit vada Yosef el Achav." No one was there when he made himself known. Sure, he told them who he was when he said "Ani Yosef," but afterwards, showing that he had a bris, showing them that he spoke Lashon HaKodesh, he wasn't telling them that he was Yosef. Rather, Yosef needed to show his brothers who he really was. He had to show them that despite 22 years being away from the family, he was still faithful to the values of the family, to the values of his father Yaakov. Yosef tells the brothers, "Ani Yosef, ha'od avi chai. I am Yosef and my father is still alive in me. I saw my father's image everywhere I went. And yes, I am the Shalit. Yes, I am the Mashbir. But I am also Yosef HaTzadik." And the brothers are astounded. How can a man surrounded by the Tuma of Mitzrayim still be Yosef HaTzadik? So Yosef, to prove his allegiance and commitment, shows the brothers two simanim, Brit Milah and Lashon HaKodesh. I have not been swept up in the culture of Egypt. I have not been swept up in the worship of the body and the assimilation of the language. I may not have been in touch with you physically, but I stayed in touch through my body and through my speech to the Torah of our father Yaakov. Sure, these are not proofs to my identity, but they are certainly testaments to who I am, to who I really am. Have an amazing day, everyone.